Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
Psychic mediums who can talk to dead people with a high accuracy.
Yeah, that, what's going on there?
Crazy.
Might as well say it's crazy that The Undertaker is a mystical being.
I think he talks
about this. The guy's dead and he's still alive.
Sometimes they hit on shit that
I agree. Tommy's right.
That's not possible that you could.
Yep.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 135. Today we are debating things that we should talk about more. A Tommy Smoke special. No Chicago Boys today. They're out filming, I believe it was at a baseball draft or something like that.
Home Run Derby, sorry.
They're filming Home Run Derby.
Yo, I'm here.
And we have Dante the Don joining in. One of the ultimate, you're a guy that wants to talk about things, I think.
Chicago guy, too.
Yeah. Well, I meant like the Chicago crew that we usually have on our show.
Not the guys that none of them live in the city.
Yeah, exactly. It was after the big split.
Talk about that more.
Yeah. fights, obviously, on.
Dave lives in the city.
Yeah. Fights here. Marty Mush here. Clemmer, Robbie Fox, and obviously Tommy. But we got lots to talk about. We are in. The studio is already causing a bunch of problems. Clemmer's seat is.
Yeah,
you're struggling.
There's no headphones. The seats are.
I didn't want to say anything, but this place is falling apart.
Versus the Chicago.
What the fuck happened to this place?
Just a lot of people left.
Bathroom, like it reminds me. It's like it's not Milton, but it's fucking
all right.
Falling apart, bro.
Dude, it's falling apart. Fucking breaks here.
The bathroom stall door is like being held on by duct tape.
The bathroom store door is a little rickety. Might as well be a dentist office in Milton, Mass.
The kitchen is like bare. There's duct tape holding the
kitchen is fully stocked.
This is actually the most stocked it's ever been. Honestly, it has been way worse before.
He's comparing it to the kitchen in Chicago. The kitchen in Chicago is
you guys don't have Portillo's? Yeah, the kitchen's fully stocked.
The urinal didn't work for about 3 years.
Yeah,
that was a problem. That was a massive problem. Before we get into the episode, let's talk about Body Armor. You see Body Armor right in front of us. Barstool Office, we all love Body Armor. This episode is brought to you by, you're looking at it right here, the Zero Sugar Drink.
Really good.
We love this. And this is, again, I talk about it every time we mention any Body Armor ad. I don't know how they crack the code on lemon lime. It's absolutely tremendous. Real hydration, real ingredients, packed with electrolytes, vitamins, and nothing artificial. Body Armor Sports Drink has all of your hydration covered. Sports drinks, light, zero sugar, flash IV, and, of course, sport water. We love it. Again, if you're watching anything, any sort of Barstool video, you're going to see Body Armor somewhere in there. Head on over to Body Armor, the Body Armor store at Amazon, and use code 15BARSTOOL. BA for 15% off your order today. That's a good deal, 15% off your order. But we're doing, again, things that people should talk about more. First matchup of the day, I think I used probably 90% our own suggestions, so that should make it a little more interesting. It's the number 12 seed, Dinosaurs. Dinosaurs, something people that we think we don't talk about enough. The fact that the planet was once ran by behemoth monsters that would scare the daylights. And multiple movies made out of this, but it is kind of a thing that...
That's an awful pick.
You think we talk too much about dinosaurs?
We talked a lot about
too much.
I wouldn't say. I think we talk about dinosaurs inappropriately.
Jurassic Park, yeah. You know, like I feel like pre-K through second grade is almost exclusively.
But then after that,
children don't stop talking about.
Yeah. But then there's a big fall off. There is.
And that's going to be the number 5 seed. This is one of the inspiring picks of the whole thing. The fact that parrots can talk.
This was the number one thing I had.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is
crazy.
It is crazy.
Good. That's
fucking
good.
Tried to do it for how many years here?
The fact that birds can talk.
No. You had a parrot, yeah.
You had a parrot.
Yeah, I know. It had my voice. It used to get me in trouble when I was in the shower. I would say, Mom. She's like, what?
What's Rudy up to these days?
He's in Florida. He retired in Florida.
Yeah. And I remember you told me they live a surprisingly long time, right?
Everyone in this room will die before that bird.
That's
85 years.
No shit.
Yeah. Parrots live for 85 years.
That's kind of more jarring.
That should be talked about more.
Parrots in general.
Yeah. Parrots are in itself.
And they don't talk. They just...
They parrot.
Mimic.
They kind of talk.
They mimic.
Are they able to have, like, conversation? They like, they can't say like, how they feel. Like, I'm sad or I'm happy. They're just repeating what they already heard in their mind, right? Like, I'm asking.
No, yeah.
No, you're right. But, like, still, the fact that they can say in,
they don't have a personality.
In English is insane.
Without teeth, without, like...
That's, so, like, yeah, what you do good. I almost bird, think that they're so it? Old. I think... Who said that? Like, they're so old, I think it's almost more interesting.
They're like a child. Like why does a child say mom or dad first?
Calling for attention. But then they can say, I'm hurt.
When you're because you say, like, say mom, dad, like, you say the word over and over. That's
why. Can you imagine if, like, dogs could do this?
It would be insane. Like, there are some dogs that can mouth out words.
I would never in a million years want dogs to talk.
Why is that? What are you doing to your dog that you don't want him to speak?
Well, like, I would imagine
help.
Like, a dog is like, I want to go to my fucking family.
Oh.
Like, probably hate
dude, you fucking kidnapped me from a great farm. Let me the fuck out of here in this New York apartment.
No, like, no, no. They're happy. Right. No, no. They'd be like, I love you. I love you. And I'd be like, I love you.
No, I actually think you're so right. You don't want to hear the thoughts at all.
What is it? An up the dog can talk. And it's like, it's tremendous. I mean, but he's mostly saying nice things.
Yeah. There are dogs that could do the parrot thing, though.
What I don't mean? Think that's
like,
true.
Like, no, you see some dogs TV, going like, I love you. Yeah. Like, dogs could do that. Not all dogs.
Hang on a second, Bob.
What?
Not all dogs. I've seen it. I'm telling you, dogs can do this.
As I got to go back to the dinosaurs thing for a minute. I've been grappling with it. I'm going to just say it. I have a friend who's convinced, of course, John's going to say, of course you have a friend that thinks this, that dinosaurs never existed.
Never existed.
Honestly, Dante, I thought it was going to be you.
Hey, hold on. And he's actually sent me, like he legit buys into this. He said that all the fossils you see in museums, like the Smithsonian and all that, are not actual fossils, that they're like recreated
productions.
And that they claim all the real fossils are stored in like secret, but protected
vaults,
like vaults.
I kind of could buy into
that. Well, hang on, but then if that's true, then he believes that dinosaurs existed.
No, he said that.
What are the secret fossils?
What are the fossils? Dude, I don't know, man. But I'm like, but isn't that like, how do people start thinking that that is?
Now, why do people believe in conspiracy? What kind of person would believe in conspiracy?
You, the person asking this question,
you realize what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right.
But where does that come about? Like, that's something that.
That's what we want to know. You tell us.
Oh, like one day
what's going on?
Yes. Like one day you're just sitting around and you're like, hey, you know what? I never saw a dinosaur before. I don't buy it.
Dante, this is like me saying, can you believe people were skinny?
Yeah. It's all coming together.
Oh, I'm being
someone
serious.
Else run your Twitter?
Parrot. We'll just say parrots in general, because the age thing is honestly very...
The aging is wild.
So parrots versus dinosaurs. We'll start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with parrots. And I said more so for they do live so long. It is wild, and we don't talk about that enough. I like that.
Mm-hmm. One for parrots. Robbie?
I'll go with parrots. There's not as many movies made about parrots.
That's very true. A lot less representation.
Yeah, we talk about dinosaurs a lot. Parrots was the thing that inspired this whole topic for me. I was like, it's crazy. We don't talk more about parrots just fucking speak. Talking. You just have like weird, you're like your old aunt and like Hubs has parrots. People with parrots. And Marty.
My old aunt does have.
Yeah. It's like old, like ladies that probably had their husband die.
Yeah, no, yes. Yes. You do not have a husband.
Never had one. But
I think it's worse also. You have to have a parrot, not a parakeet. Like the parakeets are the worst. Oh, they don't
noise.
Talk.
Oh, my mom's got a parakeet. It is loud.
They're awful.
Birds are loud.
Yeah, they shit a lot too. Yeah.
Definitely people who thought they were buying a parrot and ended up with a parakeet.
End up with a macaw. You don't want that. Macaws don't speak, right?
They might, but those things are kind of sick.
Yeah. They're huge. They're awesome. Huge. I'm a big bird guy. Also, you can tie birds in because they're descendants of dinosaurs.
That's true.
So there's kind of a connection there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, parrots all day.
Parrots all day from Dante.
Dinosaurs get talked about more often than you think, in just the sense that like any time a sea creature is discovered or an alligator walks on a golf course, people go, this is a dinosaur. This is a dinosaur. The dinosaurs are out there. They are. It is pretty wild that dinosaurs ever existed and ran the planet, but it's parrots.
Another one for parrots.
I don't care about dinosaurs. Never did.
Never did? You are a noted parrot guy, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know.
So parrots is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 4 versus the 13 seed. The 13 seed I want to get a little bit more information on first, because it's from Tommy Smokes. The fact that New York City has gotten rid of jail.
Yep, Dante. They just don't have jail anymore. They just
oh wait,
they let them out.
You mean you guys are like following Chicago's?
Yeah, we get arrested and then they go in for like 5 minutes. They go back on the street. They commit another crime.
There's no bail. Is that the thing? Is there's no bail?
They
right?
Got rid of bail.
Real fast, Tommy. Can you let the audience know how many hours straight you've watched the news this past week?
So Saturday night we got back to our hotel. I watched 3-4 straight hours of Fox News. Sunday about 7 straight hours of Fox News.
Did this all this stem from you running for New York office?
I guess. I mean, it's
no, because you did, because you also were like trying to like mimic Trump a little bit, and then you're like, this guy's got good points.
And I was like, this is kind of amazing. And then you wake the fuck up. Yeah, I mean, New York City not having jail is legitimately crazy.
Taylor Swift stalker. He keeps going to jail. They let the guy out. He goes right back to her apartment.
Isn't it nuts?
He gets arrested literally like an hour after he gets let out.
That's why I think it's so crazy. On her new album, she has a song. I forget the name of the song, but there's a verse or a lyric where it's like, "Even if it's handcuffed, I'm leaving with you." And I'm like, "That's what that guy sings every fucking time.
This is about me."
Right, he's like, "Instructions."
She's singing as it's her. She's like so devoted to someone. I'm like, "That's the fucking guy outside your apartment every day."
Yeah. I saw a picture of him like hanging out in the dumpster right by our house, like just hanging out there, like waiting.
We got Tommy. We got like every other week. There's a guy they round up for shooting somebody, and he has an ankle bracelet on, and they're like, "Oh yeah, he just got out last week. He's been out 4 times."
Yeah,
it's
and people are like, "Oh, why is crime up? Because we don't have jail anymore."
No jail. Didn't know until Tommy had written it, submitted
it. It's real. It's no bail.
And that's going up against number 4 seed. Just everything associated with the JFK assassination, because every single like weird conspiracy theory has been proven to be partially true.
Please make sure that reaction.
Just keep a camera on Dante.
Permanent camera on Dante.
I think it's that look, Andy Pettit looking over the glove. He's like, "Here we go."
What a pull, Andy Pettit.
That's a great one. That's a great one.
I know exactly what the
one picture. Look. So the JFK assassination versus the fact that New York City has gotten rid of
basketball. All
right. Marty.
I feel like, honestly, we almost have to shout out Darren Revelle. We would have never talked about JFK's assassination
if it wasn't for
that video. He just tweeted out of nowhere.
7 a.m. Having a morning coffee.
Head getting blown up. Yeah.
Yeah, I would go to JFK.
You would go one for JFK fights.
I would, just if we're sticking with the same arguments we've used, like there are movies and there's been series starring James Franco and books by Stephen King. Like JFK is pretty out there. So I guess I'm gonna have to go with this we got rid of jail thing. Which is surely accurate.
Not gonna read into that at all.
Bates has woken up.
1-1 right now, Dante.
I'm torn. I am honestly torn. The no cash bail thing is like wild and crazy, and it should be at the top of everyone's list. It's not until like it affects you, and then at the same time, country totally changed that day in November 1963. So it's like, I don't know.
I think the way to think about it too is not that they're
in passing. CIA up to their old tricks, Dante.
I guess I would say the no jail.
No jail,
Dante. I could ask so. The JFK thing, like in the 90s, it's all people talk. There was a movie called JFK. Like, it's all anyone talked about for the entire decade of the
90s. I was too young.
Like, the JFK thing has been beat to death. I think people don't talk about it anymore because it's all we talked about for like 10 years. Like, there's a Seinfeld episode where they're making fun of the JFK. Like, it's all people talked about for a whole 10-year period. I think this was after, 30 years after he died.
I'm not like trying to set you up by asking this question. I'm genuinely curious. Why do you think they keep delaying opening up the files? Every president for the last 3 has said, we're going to open up the files, the JFK files, and then they get in and they say, never mind, we're gonna wait.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is crazy. I mean, it's crazy. That's why people, the idea that, like, don't get me wrong, the JFK assassination is wild. I've watched the Zapruder film a million times. I've watched the, JFK, I've watched documentaries. You know, anyone who's my age or older has seen these things 10 zillion times. But the idea that it's not talked about to me is a great, that's a wild reach, because I feel like it's talked about all the time.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it's more talking about the fact that, like, it's almost ubiquitously believed that, like, it wasn't just some lone dude, Lee Harvey Oswald, right, that just killed this guy.
And we're all just okay with that as a society?
Exactly. It's more, it's like, we're just kind of like, all right, fine. Like, it, that clearly wasn't just a lone shooter, just this dude was, somebody was behind this, and we still don't totally.
So I guess, like, in the 90s, that's when that became, like, acceptable to say, like, because the movie came out and everyone's like, all right, we finally all believe it as a society. I said that's what the Seinfeld stuff, but like, I feel like we've all kind of gotten, or we've all accepted that.
That's
now
the
we've
weird part that we've just,
I guess so, but I guess if you're older, you already did that.
Fair. Tommy?
Yeah. Most political issues, I can see both sides. But yeah, I understand your point. I understand your point. I don't know the reasoning to not want jail. That one, I can't wrap my head around.
I don't know if it's true or not. I have no fucking clue. I just
got rid of
putting it because jail went hot day.
He's right.
Yeah.
He's right.
Saying it wrong, but yes.
No, there's no cash bail. It's not
jail. Is jail. Jail's around, guys. But the way the system is different. You don't go to jail.
They don't prosecute certain crimes.
So the proponents of this.
Broken windows.
The proponents of this entire thing claim.
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into five, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pant at work and then the happy hour right after, the Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together, and of course, their denim, because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
At, sentences and repercussion and all that does not deter crime. That's their basis of this whole thing.
That's very stupid.
Like telling like a school kid you can act like a jack off in class and you don't have to serve detention. Like, wouldn't you just
sounds
fucking,
like a sick school
you want to go to? Robbie?
It's tough. Klemmer kind of swayed me against the JFK one. I think JFK, like, it's way more interesting, but I agree, like, it's way more talked about. So, no jail.
No jail.
Yeah, then no, you know, like Mark said, it's not no jail, but the idea that we like, kind of got rid of bail is fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with that.
No jail is going to move on. Next, we have the 8 versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed.
Oh, no.
Another Tommy Smoke special. The guy that bowled a 300 on 9/11.
You just saw that clip, huh?
No, that, I had this saw it. Like
had this one in a while.
I just saw that. Is so
I just think it's such
crazy.
An insane story.
It really is.
What are we talking about?
There's this guy. I think it was in Boston, right? Or something.
You guys did a whole sketch about it.
Yeah. Fuck. I forget his name. It begins with a B. I want to say it's like Bob or Bill, and then his last name is with an M, I think. But he bowled
Bill Morrow.
Bill Morrow, yes. Yeah. He bowled a 300 on 9/11.
Yeah,
he had like there's like a wall of fame in the bowling alley, and it says like when you bowled it, it's like 9/11.
Like he was in a bowling league, and like that night he was like, "Welp, I still got plans."
The NFL might be canceling, but not me.
Hey, what else fell that day? Those pins.
Pins went down like crazy. It was in Massachusetts. Yeah. It was just crazy. The guy bowled 9/11. But yeah, and then the other one, it's going up against number 9 seed. The fact, and this is one I had to look up like three different times because I still don't believe it. It has never been has never been 100 degrees in Miami ever.
No.
Never once has it been 100 degrees or over in Miami. Never hit triple digits.
True. Winner.
Never hit triple digits ever. I looked it up.
What?
In the history that they've recorded temperature in Miami, it has never once hit triple digits.
What about feels?
The humidity is so high.
Like it's
gotta go. Yeah. Feels like, does it hit over?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like, oh, certainly.
120.
Because the humidity is so much. But you're right, it's never hit.
Never hit triple digits.
I found that out recently in a boom.
You know what?
If this doesn't win, I'm going to be.
That is, I mean, for this category alone, like, it's easy. Like,
it doesn't hit 104. Like you said, like, I lived in Tampa for a couple years. And it would be like, tell me this, 92, but you feel like it's 110.
150 degrees.
Like you walk outside and look how small I am. I would sweat like crazy.
Mm-hmm. So the guy that bowled the 300 9/11 versus the fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami.
This is a heavyweight challenge.
Yeah.
See, this is a funny thing about like just these questions in general because like, it's basically all me and my friends talk about.
These two guys.
Everyone's talking about the world.
It's a saved picture in my phone. It's a very regular discussion for me.
I could picture the guy right now, bald head, glasses.
Earring.
I know old Bill. Dante, that's the guy's face. I'll put him up on the screen for those of you watching on YouTube and Rumble. It's just a little smirk.
Looks like Rear Ad.
He does kind of look like Rear Admiral.
Yeah.
Just a little smirk with that 300. Starting with you, Klemmer.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Miami thing, because when I found out a couple years ago, and it broke my brain so much, I had like I spent like an hour researching it. Like, I couldn't believe it was true, but alas, it is. So I'm going to go with the Miami, never hitting 100. That's something.
One for Miami.
It's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Dave.
I might have said this before. My mom got a haircut on 9/11 right after that went down.
After?
She has told me that it was the moment of, like, she was like, I mean, I have the hair appointment. Like, we're also in North New Jersey, so close to the city. And I think my dad was like, you're not going to that. And she's like, yes, I am. And she went.
You're not going to hit a salon.
Yeah, they flew a plane into a salon in North Jersey.
She didn't let the terrorists win that day.
Bob, you're going with 9/11. Sure.
No, I'm going with the Miami one. I've never heard that before. That's insane. I just wanted to shout out my mom for getting that haircut.
Not letting them win. Tommy?
Not quite the same stakes, but I was supposed to get a massage right after Kobe crashed in his helicopter.
And you canceled?
No, I got the massage.
I remember
you said I was supposed to. I was like,
you should go.
Yeah, I still had to get the massage.
Should I still go?
But you, like, pretended. Like,
no, the guy was like, so it ended up being it was a whole thing. It ended up being, I think, a gay massage parlor. And, like, the guy was, I didn't want the guy, but I was like, all right, well, I got to do this. And then he was, I was like, oh, making small talk. Like, you see Kobe die in a helicopter. He's like, oh, that's like a friend of yours? No. But yeah, the Miami thing's crazy.
Is that like your gay accent, or like, was that?
It was,
like,
it was gay
accent?
Brazilian.
Okay.
I thought that was gay Serbian. That was close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like, I didn't know which accent he was going for.
I feel like millennials think Kobe Bryant and 9/11 are like somewhat similar.
No, they're not. But whatever. Big event.
Anytime it's brought up, Kobe always ends up coming up. I'm like, that's a strange reflex.
It is weird.
Oh, it's just like a, you know where you were when you
also
heard
it. Also, it was like COVID, too, so nothing else was happening.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it wasn't COVID yet.
It was right
before.
COVID.
It was
the day after I got married.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were going on our...
What?
The day after I got married is the day Kobe died. And we were on our way to the honeymoon. That's why and the COVID was like 2 weeks later.
It was right before, yeah.
And when we were in L.A. recently, Pavs kept count of how many murals of Kobe he saw. And we were only there for like one day, and I think he saw 13 or something like that. And I was just like, that guy, he knows how to bury a story.
That's
quite awesome. Always said, like, I do think some, like, celebrities that were that big, unfortunately, pass early because of how bad it would be.
Yeah.
Like Elvis, you know? Like, if he stayed around longer, it'd be bad.
Bad news.
Some of these guys were not great. They need to go. Let's remember them how they were.
It is. I'm always, every time, I'm like, yeah, another thing, too.
Yeah. Every time I talk about Kobe, that's Clemmer's, like, ultimate thing. He always comes back. Why does no one talk about this?
Because it's.
Yeah, we
happened, and it was like the major story in SportsCenter for like 2 years, and then that just completely gets forgotten.
Wasn't his number?
But it got forgotten even before the hell.
It did.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
He won an Oscar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wasn't like, he getting flown kids movie. Like during? I don't know if it was a regular season or if it was playoffs. Like he would get like
flown from Colorado. He had a private
buses
jet.
Have a PJ.
Yes, yeah. They had a private jet. Bring him from the courthouse to it was that's like and the idea that you know and maybe if you're younger, don't matter. Like the idea that like that's just like, oh whatever. I had to brush that. No, that's a pretty big deal.
So Tommy, are you going with the bowler or the?
I'm going with the Miami thing's crazy.
Miami
thing. The thing I just think is kind of funny. I don't know. I don't know why that popped into my head for this topic. So, but the Miami one's nuts.
3-0 Miami right now.
Oh, Miami. That's such great fun fact. You probably win a decent amount of money betting people at a bar.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, though. True. If someone came up to me and was like, I'll bet you $10,000 degrees of Miami, I'd be like, this guy must know something.
Yeah. No, but if you're like, hey, do you know it's never been 100 degrees in Miami? People be like, fuck you. Be like, I'll bet you 10, I'll bet you 10 bucks. Look it up right now.
I might bet 10.
You could start a small empire with
everything. Yeah.
Might be Dante's the first domino.
Fights.
Yeah, no, I'm a Bill Morrow stan. I love Bill Morrow, but it's got to be Miami here.
Miami, Marty?
I'm going Miami because you think about it, like, because I guess we don't think about it as much because, like, we were in New York and that was all your, like, you know, everyone else had to still live. You know, like, someone in Colorado probably got a 298 that day. You
yeah.
Know? Like,
oh, it sucks for that guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going with Miami.
Going with Miami. Miami's going to clean sweep it. Now we have the Che-in game to go up against the number one seed. So for a play-in first option, this is a mush one. How we just do things because a random person said to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Life.
Yeah.
There's so many things that someone made up that we just follow.
Give us an example.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Fuck, he's right.
He is right.
Yeah. He's right.
Boy, Great God, Dave. It's the worst day. We just accept it.
It's just days. Yeah, there's so many things. We have no idea. Like, yeah.
Have you ever seen the show The Push on Netflix?
I don't think so.
Dude, it's crazy. It's kind of a little about what you're talking about, where it's just about like societal influence and how it gets you to do things. Mm. And so the premise of the show is they get people to this party, right? Then they're working. They're just hired as waiters. But they do a bunch of psychological experiments on them first where like while they're at the interview process, everyone else will stand up. Mm-hmm. See if they all stand. So they get people who are susceptible to like being lamb, really.
Yeah.
And then at this party, they fucking keep pushing them further and further and further to the point where they think that they were part of killing this guy accidentally. They're a waiter, and I think they serve him something he's allergic to or whatever. And one person witnesses it. And then later in the night, that person who witnessed it is smoking a cigarette on the side of the building. And someone's like, I think you should just push him. Like, just like get rid of this. And some of the people actually do.
Jesus Christ. I forgot I watched that. That was crazy.
Up to a thing, crazy. So falls. And then they come on, they're like, we got you. And it's like, oh, it's like, that person just committed murder.
Yeah. No way.
That's crazy, yeah. Though. That's
how old is this show? I gotta watch this.
Barely
just
recently.
A few years ago. I remember now that you laid it out, it is crazy.
Effort experiment.
Because you see like the unraveling of this person's like, it's like it almost should be illegal to do this to someone.
Or you should arrest the person for attempted murder afterwards. Yes. They pushed the person off the building as far as they were concerned.
That's a pre-crime of serious. All pre-crime.
Borderline just crime.
Yeah.
another must one, how a top sheet makes your sleeping situation much more comfortable. I'd agree with that.
I've just recently added a top sheet.
Much more comfortable?
Oh, I
enjoy it a lot more.
Who doesn't have a top sheet?
Wait, a top sheet? A normal sheet you're talking about?
My whole life, I think I just had a sheet and a blanket.
I thought you meant like sometimes people put just one sheet over the sheet.
It's a sheet.
You're talking about a sheet.
It's a sheet, but then another sheet
goes over
and then the blanket.
When you go to a hotel.
You mean it?
Yeah, like I've stayed in hotels before that just go straight blanket.
What the fuck
it's
are
so
you
gross.
About?
It's all right,
so there's the bottom. There's the there's the
normal sheet goes around your mattress.
That goes around the mattress.
And then
another.
That's a top sheet.
Top sheet.
I just thought that everybody had.
So it's fitted sheet, top sheet, comfort.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Is that not just how society goes?
Not everyone does.
Dude,
that,
there's some people.
When you get into bed, you have a sheet and a blanket on top of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the top sheet.
Yeah,
a lot of people just.
Some people don't have the top sheet. They just have blanket on skin.
Yeah, some people just
talk
go comfort.
More about the people that don't. It's crazy.
We simply just don't talk about barcodes enough.
Yeah.
Barcodes are kind of cool.
Like barcodes or barcodes?
Both kind of. Like, even like when you got like my Metro card. I said, no, I got $14 on
the magnetic strip.
I understand the barcode. I got it.
Magnetic strip. There's no barcode here. It's just a magnetic strip. And there's
nothing worse than when you have someone explain something.
Mansplaining. Robbie Fox submitted the fact that Matthew Broderick killed a guy. That is kind of crazy.
Yes.
We talk about that.
Hold on.
Kind of crazy. Yeah.
Wait.
A lot of people don't know that.
England. Dante didn't know. Ferris Bueller killed a guy.
When?
Northern Ireland. Killed two people.
In the 80s, him and Jennifer Grey were driving, and they hit a mother and daughter head-on, killed them both. Both of them, Matthew Broderick and Jennifer Grey, got away scot-free.
It was in Ireland. They were on the wrong side of the road, and he didn't know.
Nobody talks about that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Ferris Bueller killed two people.
Yep.
It's kind of crazy, a lot of people.
In the height of his career. This was like when he was like at his peak. Ferris Bueller just came out like a year earlier.
Terrible.
And Jennifer Grey had just done Dirty Dancing.
That is just so sober. Sad.
I believe so. I believe it was in the early... I mean, he's supposedly...
So it's a horrific accident. Mm-hmm. That sucks.
The guy from... The hotel manager from Suite Life of Zack and Cody. Also same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mr. Mosby?
Yeah. Mosby killed a guy, yeah.
Holy
shit.
Yeah.
Jim Boeheim killed a guy. Got a standing ovation.
Standing ovation. That's right.
Is it Ramon?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yes.
Oh, gotcha.
Rebecca Gayheart. The... if you're... Of a
she was
age,
hot.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Tony Stewart.
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis, yeah.
A lot of people are crazy. They're just like hanging out now, you know?
Yeah. This is a Katami one that I agree with a lot. Psychic mediums who can talk to dead people with a high accuracy.
Yeah, that, what's going on there?
Dude, I missed the memo.
I mean, it's been nothing's going on there.
Some of these answers are so good.
What are
you talking about, Tom?
I gave the worst answers.
There are
shows
of psychics talking to like John Edwards shows.
I agree.
That's right.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Might as well say it's crazy that the Undertaker is a mystical being. I think he talks about this. The guy's dead and he's still alive.
Sometimes they hit on shit that
I agree. Tommy's right. Sometimes there's
thank you. Sometimes, that's not possible that you could have known that. Unless you're literally talking to dead people.
There are a lot of scammers and con artists. Tommy's right.
I think most of the time it's like I figure out like how they like kind of got that information, but sometimes they say something like, "How the fuck did you pick that up?"
Weird.
Yeah. And then lastly, where did that Malaysian flight go?
Yeah. Where the
other great one?
Yeah.
Dante's like asleep except for when things pop up.
So to go through the play-in options here, just how we do we do things because a random person said it. How do you use your top sheet? We don't talk about barcodes enough. Matthew Broderick killing a guy. Psychic mediums, and then where did that Malaysian flight go? Let's start with you, Clemmer. Which J-N option you want to move on?
I'm gonna say we do things because a random person told us to. Like you said, like the idea that like society just like, we just accept. This is the work week. And I know we have to do that or else society would devolve into chaos. I understand all that. But the fact that we all buy in is pretty fucking wild.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with that. Society like telling us to do things and we just listen.
One for society, Robbie Fox.
I'm going with Matthew Broderick killing a guy. Or two people, sorry. Sad, but we don't talk about that enough.
Matthew Broderick?
After that reaction, I'm sticking to my fucking guns and going with the psychic media. I know it's like there are that's not even like crazy conspiracy theory. Like there's some psychic mediums that hit on things that are so crazy where it's like something's going on here.
Mm-hmm. You would have bought so much snake oil like 150 years ago.
I backpedaled a lot there too with like it's so crazy sometimes they hit versus like
they also ask a lot of questions.
The original proposition was they talk to dead people.
Obviously there's a lot of frauds, but I think there are some people that communicate with the dead.
Dante?
Malaysian Air.
Malaysian Air. Still haven't found it. Lights?
I'm going 1111.
I agree with Clemmer. Like, society is impressive. Mm-hmm. I think that we just all follow the rules.
Yep.
And by a humongous.
Not all of us.
A humongous.
Oh, I think there's like some. I also think the rich elite. Like, I've always said this. Like, no way Kim Kardashian's phone's ever died. No chance. Like, I also think that people are doing something at night when they tell us all to sleep.
Oh, whoa.
There's a theory I could get behind.
Some people don't sleep. That's a good, I like that.
I think that they're
awake.
What
the hell is going on at nighttime?
I think how do we figure this out?
When we're sleeping. Yeah,
I'm thinking about staying up all night once to figure it out.
I stay up pretty late every night. I play my baseball simulator. There's not that much exciting stuff going on.
It's pretty awesome. No one's
invited to the clubs.
Yeah. Just really quiet.
It's clubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, society.
Go with the society one, too. Okay, so the society one's going to move on, and that's going up against our number one seed, which is the government kind of confirming that aliens and UFOs have existed and been found and caught. There was a guy that worked on task force to find aliens for the U.S. Air Force that confirmed they found non-human biologics at UFO crash sites.
Amen.
Full-on whistleblower, like everything, and like just no one seemed to talk about it.
Because I feel like aliens are so talked about a lot.
But I feel like we don't talk about the confirmation.
Like, yes,
like the government's aliens. Like, correct, they exist, and we found
I even
them.
Kind of, I guess my brain, I'm like, yeah, of course they are.
To me, the thing that pisses me off the most about this is until this happened in our lifetime, think about, like, our parents, our grandparents, all these people that saw shit and came forward were, like, lives ruined, destroyed.
Called crackpot.
Throw this person in an insane asylum. They're fucking crazy. They, like, humiliated these people publicly and all this shit. And now all of a sudden they're just like, yep, you guys, you got us. You're right. We just didn't want to tell anybody because we were afraid how everyone was going to react.
Yep.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, no one cared.
Nobody cares. It's the craziest thing. Tom DeLonge, he was a great example. He went on Rogan. Everyone said, that guy is certifiably insane. He needs to be put in an asylum. 2 weeks later, the government was like, actually, the things Tom DeLonge was talking about, those are the true ones. Like, what? The guy from Blink 182 was the one to uncover this?
This has always been my theory. Hollywood knows.
Why would Hollywood?
They make movies about things. So in your brain, we just think aliens are big green things.
Mm-hmm.
But they know what's really going on and change the truth a little bit. Like, they've shown some things in the movies that's happening in real life. But they
like,
just
like what the Obama
wouldn't they make the aliens like friendly and not scary so there wouldn't be a panic then?
Some of them are.
Yeah, there's some friendly
E.T.? I guess E.T.'s a good example to your point.
Like, I feel like
Paul, they guy. Make
things Paul's a good one.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Like, where'd they come up with the alien shit?
Great movie.
Because they know it was real.
So which one do you like? Do you like the UFOs or do you like the societal rules?
Society. Because I still think that
I think it all applies. I think I think just as there's different like races of humans, I think there's different races of aliens. There's probably nice ones. There's probably fucking ones that want to eradicate us.
Certain
Star Wars,
Star Wars
in a big way.
There's so many solar systems. Like every star is a solar system, right? Yes. That's crazy. And that's just the ones we can see. It goes on forever. Endless so there must be all sorts of different kind of aliens.
Can you add languages to this, by the way, at one point?
I'll add it back on.
I would like to explain that.
So you're sticking with society over UFOs?
Yeah.
One for society, fights?
I'm also going society over UFOs. I think they're extremely talked about.
It's not the UFO thing. It's the fact that they were confirmed.
Yeah. I don't think anyone brings up aliens nowadays without mentioning that they're confirmed.
Okay.
So like,
my favorite people are the ones that have like flip-flop now that the government's acknowledging them. Now they don't believe in them. They believed in them when it was denied, and now that it's acknowledged, they think
you're in some dark corner.
I was gonna say, what does his timeline look like? What does that look like?
Alien
serious. I'm serious. There are people out there that are like,
they're just so anti-government that now they think the government's lying.
So what was the?
By the way, for the record, I said earlier, like the Obamas did when we were talking about Hollywood. I don't believe that. I was just trying to get Dante going.
So two for the society right now versus UFOs, Dante.
What was the society?
It was like the fact that we do things.
Oh, that we just go along with things? Yeah. UFOs.
You won for UFOs. We're 2-1 right now in favor of society. Tommy.
Yeah, I'm going UFOs too. I feel like it was like the biggest topic in the world for years. Like, aliens. What if they're real? And then the government's like, yeah, they are real. And people cared a lot less once they found out
it's
that.
It's so funny. Zal was like the person that said it was real.
Yeah. Aliens, easy for me.
Aliens, easy for you. We're 3-2 right now.
Oh, I think it's society. Everything we do is based on, like, even, like, I was just thinking, like, retirement, like, wasn't a thing until, like, the 30s. And, like, the Social Security came into play.
Where are we going with this?
No, but, like, and then we've all just, like, bought in. Like, we all, like, retirement's the thing now. Like it's funny how, like, things can shift. And, like, we all just, like, oh, yeah, we're doing that now, which some things are good. Most things are good. Society, most part, I think, has good intentions. But then some things we just go along with that, not even that good, and we just do it.
Imagine the age was 48. People would be happier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Maybe we have less things, but because of society, that's what we've accepted. Right, Marty.
So we're tied.
Who's to say?
That's what I'm saying.
We're tied 3-3. Producer Sean, or intern Sean, I guess, you're going to have to break our tie here. UFOs versus the society thing.
I'm actually handing this one over to intern Mia.
Intern Mia, make the call. Wrong other mic. There you go.
Oh, this one?
Yeah.
Come to this one.
I gotta go with aliens for this one, actually.
That just sounded so funny.
I gotta go with aliens for this one.
So aliens are gonna move on. The UFOs are gonna make it over. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about Ibotta. This summer, we could all use a little extra cash in our pockets. Make sure you're getting cash back on all of your everyday purchases with Ibotta. It is the free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're beating inflation no matter what you're purchasing. Thanks, Joe Biden. Am I right, fellas? The average Ibotta user earns $145 a year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, or buy the flight you've been eyeing, that game you've been dying to go to, or a fancy dinner that you've been craving. Join the over 50 million savers and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta and using the code BRACKET when you register. So go to the App Store, Google Play Store, and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back when you use code BRACKET. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BRACKET. All right, second half of the bracket. Number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed is going to, I feel like some of you are going to get real riled up with this one. Where our taxes actually go. We don't actually know where our taxes go. And that's going up against the number 11 seed. This is a Robbie Fox one. The fact that Helen Keller wrote multiple books.
I'll never understand it. Me and my girlfriend, we didn't get into an argument about it, but like I just like blurted out at dinner, like, it's crazy that we're still accepting Helen Keller as a thing. She was like, you're not serious about that, are you? And I was like, no, I'm pretty serious. Like, I don't get it. I just don't understand. I started looking up how she was taught. I know there's movies made about it and stuff. Like, I think some her teachers, like a famous teacher, would bring her hand over water and she would be like, water. But just...
Is that how she said it?
I don't know how she said it. I don't know. I don't know how any of it happened.
Guy.
No, the teacher would say that to Helen Keller. But like, what does that do if she's deaf?
It's such a perfect name for a deaf
Helen Keller
person. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like dishwasher, word that sounds like what it is.
There's still nothing better than Stevie Wonder saying, "What's up, big fella," to the shack in the elevator.
So, Clemmer, you're up first. Us not knowing where our taxes actually go versus Helen Keller writing books.
Basically, yeah. Helen Keller existing.
Mm. Yeah, well, I mean, there was a whole, like, book and then movie and play about how she taught her. I feel like that's kind of been discussed. Like, the teacher, she had a great teacher that was able to have the patience to sit with her and show her how to...
I just never understand how.
It's a wild achievement, and she's incredible. Like, what she achieved in life is remarkable. But I feel like that's kind of been explained. At least, you know, there's a play about it. I feel like where our taxes go is such a weird, bizarre mystery, and each of us pay so much money, especially in New York. And it's like, what the fuck is happening? Where is this going? And they'll have, like, budgets, but then it's not really clear. Like, there's so much, like, hidden... secretness with it, mystery about it. It's bullshit. That.
Mm-hmm. One for taxes, Robbie.
There is way more mystery to me in a blind and deaf woman writing multiple books.
Like, you added woman as if that was also a
I mean it like that.
Guy could pull it off.
She could have been a man and it would have been the
and
same
a
thing.
Woman. How'd she do?
No. I didn't mean it like this. That.
The worst part of all.
I didn't mean it like that.
Harrison Butt could fuck.
Would have been a man and I would have thought the same thing. I would have had the confusion, but I just don't get it. You can't explain to me. I could watch 100 plays. I could watch 10 plays in a row about how the teacher taught her. I won't get it.
She couldn't if she wanted to. Tommy?
Couldn't. I'm with Robbie. It's crazy, but I don't give a fuck about Helen Keller anymore. Like, I'm ready for us to just move on from Helen Keller. Like, how much longer?
Like, we have.
But, like, still,
I mean,
like,
I brought her up for this.
We know about her. Like, do you think 200 years from now, like, kids are still going to know about Helen
Keller? Yeah, I think so. I think she
That's
lost.
Crazy.
Mm. We gotta. I mean, she does. That's a fine. If we're gonna have something carry on, that's an okay one.
What affects us more day to day right now is the tax. Where the hell are these taxes going? We should pay way less. Get rid of taxes on waiters' tips.
And Tommy's winning me over. Who's this guy been?
Yeah,
he's woke up. He woke up. Yeah.
Yeah. Going taxes.
Two for taxes. One for Helen Keller. Dante.
You don't even have to ask.
That was easy.
Straight to taxes. Yep. 3-1 right now. Fights?
So I'm torn on this one because it's become very in vogue to complain about taxes. I believe in 99% of the institutions.
Our country's founded on this.
But once, right now, it's more than it was 3 years ago. Mm. I believe in like 99% of the institutions. I do like how in Europe when you get like. It shows you your breakdown of like this much went to the arts, this much went to public facilities, this much went
that's
to this.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. I'm not a Helen Keller guy, so I guess I'm going to go taxes. I'm not super passionate about either of these.
Another one, taxes.
Yeah, I think we're losing the plot a little bit here, fellas. I think we are. I think both are talked about a ton. Yeah. Like, this is what we don't talk about. We both are. Taxes is the number one thing people talk about. Any joke is, what do you like, Helen Keller?
I don't think I've heard any joke.
I think a lot of jokes, Helen Keller's involved.
I think Marty
Helen Keller might be
nailed this.
Helen Keller might be said every day in this world.
Oh, easily.
I'm sure she is, but Marty, taxes is too. Yeah, like
I don't
I guess
think
that's
people
point,
are talking
like...
about Tuesdays a lot. But I'm going with Helen Keller. I know it doesn't matter, but
Helen Keller. Taxes is going to win. Next up, we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, this is one that came in late. I kind of agree with it, though. Just magnets. And the description is what got me. Magic rocks imbued with a powerful invisible force. They're good for sticking stuff to a fridge, making trains go over 300 miles an hour, and it protects the earth from the sun.
It's so true.
It is insane.
Whose one was this? This is genius.
This is someone on Twitter, I believe, that submitted this one.
Yeah.
And it's like I like that one.
It is insane.
True, when you think about it.
Try to wrap your head around how it's like they work, but not in the opposite way.
Yeah.
That's why I sat next to you.
They protect us from like solar flares. Like, it's insane, everything about
magic. Think about back in the day before computer science and all that. Like, how the fuck do people explain them to other people?
I have no
like,
fucking
just like
clue.
The guy wrote. They're magic
rocks. Magic rock that repels or attracts each other. Like,
well, what is it? It's electricity, right? They're electro.
I have no fucking clue. I don't have a damn clue.
They're opposite.
Yeah.
Electromagnetic. I've
it
heard that.
It goes back to that strip I showed you with the swipe card. That's magnets. Magnets are everywhere.
So here's one, and this is what's going up against. This is a Tommy special again. 14 seed. how every conspiracy theory against Trump has been proven wrong.
Russia.
Biden laptop, etc. I just wanted to give him the chance to explain this one.
This is going
to
be a Rumble viral fuck.
Oh, he colluded with Russia. Wrong. Hunter Biden's laptop has nothing on it. Wrong. Oh, there's no way that COVID came from a lab. Wrong. So, you know, just
so I just want to give you the chance to defend it. You think this isn't talked about?
It's talked about by half the population.
I don't think you understood the assignment.
This was just
Tommy's
like,
Trump
here's
the minute. Things I always talk about. I'd like to talk about them.
Tommy, and also, Tommy heard Dante's joining. All right. Dante's been like this. Tommy's been talking. Dante's been like this the whole time.
I love that Tommy just found out like the media's liberal. Yes, Tommy.
I know, but he just found out.
Just figured it out.
We can't let him keep getting away with it.
Tommy's going to put a stop to it. And Tommy's got his eyes locked on it now.
So magnets versus Trump conspiracy.
Magnets versus MAGA.
Yeah. Marty.
Magnets,
an easy one.
Magnets.
Another easy one. Dante, I don't know which
way. Magnets, for sure.
Magnets, for sure. I would definitely agree with magnets.
It is magnets. But I'm glad we got this on the record finally. I'm glad this was finally brought to life.
Magnets. Yeah,
magnets are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I don't understand it.
It might win the whole thing.
Magnets, of course.
Mm-hmm. Magnets is going to move on. I just want to, again, that's one of Tommy Smith's, and I'm like, I just got to let him defend that one when we put it up. Now we have the 7 seed versus the 10 seed. The 7 seed, this is Marty one. How fucked we would be without handles?
Yeah.
Marty fucking nailed this.
I understood the assignment. No, when's the last time you talked about a handle?
Very rarely.
When they break.
Yeah.
You never appreciate them when they work.
That's a good point.
Handles are one of the most, like,
on everything.
Used thing in the world.
This reminds me of a segment we did on Case Radio a long time ago where it was like, can you believe this guy's British? And we just went through actors who are British. And everyone's like, yeah, no, I knew Idris Elba was British.
I didn't know Jax Teller was British for a while.
Charlie Hunnam? Yeah.
Charlie Hunnam, yeah.
For a while.
Hugh Laurie was
mine. No, House guy.
You know who made my mind blow? The guy from House.
He was on the list. You would have loved this segment.
I heard that guy talk on a late night show, and I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. You guys know that Hugh Laurie is British?
That's
the guy from House.
That's the guy from House.
That was his name.
Yeah. The handles are going up against number 10 seed. This is Dante's personal data. That was the only...
What?
There is no other further explanation.
Bro, if you walk outside right now, you'll see 3 billboards about personal data. That's not a joke.
Yeah, what are you talking about? The fact that like companies are selling our personal data?
Yeah.
Like literally
super
across
talked
the street,
about.
There's
the Mahan VPN thing.
Yeah, they're everywhere you go.
Did you and Tommy get the wrong title for this bracket today?
I admit it after the second round. I was like, man, I submitted the worst fucking answer. Dude, I put personal health. I put serious shit.
There's a lot of very serious.
I was terrible at this, but yeah, no. I think it's become like we were just talking about. Everyone just is like, oh, yeah. All my personal data is sold to fucking everybody in the world, and there's nothing I can do about it anymore. Oh, well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that kind of speaks to society, where you're like, I guess this is the way it is. Yeah.
I don't want our budding friendship to end here, Dante, but I'm actually, like, for this. Like, I'm, you're like, pro. Take all my, like, I'd much, like, people like, oh, personalized ads. Like, I'd rather see shit that I want to see.
No, you don't, because then people will use that information in nefarious ways against you.
How?
Like,
they could... I mean, how does credit fraud, how does fraud exist?
Well, that's different. I'm talking about, like, I feel like this is more like, oh, personal data, like, oh, they know I like this and this, so now I'm
seeing these
ads
in whose
on
hands
Instagram.
It is, though. If it's in the wrong hands, they can use it against you.
I think privacy used to be a real fucking big concern to a lot of people in the world, and now it's just like no one, everyone's
that
like,
ended
that
with the
doesn't
Patriot
exist
Act.
Anymore.
Yeah, that's when that ended.
Not just that, it's like a generational thing, too. Like, I think we're in that weird no man's land before and after, but kids today, they'll never know the definition of privacy.
No, ever. Anyone who's born or who lived after the Patriot Act is okay with it, where those of us who lived before it is like, well, this is really fucked up. Mm-hmm. But we also go okay with it too because we're Generation X and we just shrug our shoulders.
Why is it all Patriot? Because I know they used that to get in our, but I think it's more to do with social media than that.
Well, I think it's a combination of things, but once you open that box, you can't close it again. And then at that point, we all just became. And I think also young people are so used to putting everything out there that they're like, oh, what else? What does it matter if, you know, X, Y, and Z is also out there? It's like, well, that's really bad if that's out there.
Yeah. I think that's like social media taking over and just like.
We've lost it completely.
How fucked we would be without handles.
Yeah.
Versus personal data.
Yeah.
A battle is old.
No, like, fucking Marty's is so fucking good.
What's yes, the question?
So good.
The question
imagine carrying your luggage, everything. You're just like holding it like a
cup of coffee, burning your hands.
There you go.
Opening the shower doors.
No, you're right. Bags. Yeah. Like, yeah, shopping bags.
The topic is. What doesn't get talked about enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the answer clearly is handles.
Yeah. Clearly.
Correct.
Clearly.
Handles deserve so much respect that we'd never get, I said, unless they break.
Handles.
I'm going to start, every time I use a handle, I'm going to be like, huh, thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Marty's got it.
Yeah.
Robbie?
Tesla, too. They're trying to get rid of them. Fuck that. I hate
getting a Tesla Uber because
I hate them. Hate
pushing
them.
Buttons.
A guy's always trying to tell, like, before I even put my hand towards it, he's like, it's a handle. I'm like, I know. Just give me a second with it. I got to figure out what side comes in and what side goes out. Handles.
Two for handles.
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 Another one for handles.
Handles.
Handles again.
We did Dante's to be the most depressing episode.
Oh, dude, it was bad. I'll read them off at the end.
Yeah, we don't want to equate it for the end for that. Handles is going to move on. Now we have a 15-seed play-in. Starting with, and this is a fights one, I'd love some explanation on this. Bin Laden is responsible for mainstream popularity of BDSM.
True.
See, now,
wait, what is
that's
that?
A good one. Yes.
What's BDSM?
What is that?
Like
bondage.
Bondage, domination,
he's
sodomy, and
Osama bin Laden. No,
yes.
It's not. That's not true.
Yes, it is.
100%.
Yeah, definitely.
There was a movie made about this in the 90s.
No, hold on. I need some backfill.
He's saying
someone's
the
got to explain.
Oh, it was a movie with major stars in it.
I got to explain.
Okay. Let the Osama bin Laden expert talk for a second.
This was someone, I did not come up with this myself. Someone called into KSC Radio and explained it. We've since looked it up. It's all true.
Okay.
9/11 happens. Rob's mom getting a haircut.
That guy's blowing a 300 a few hours later.
That guy's blowing a 300. Over in Brooklyn is a young man named Gerard Way. Sees the towers, goes down, writes a song called Skylines and Turnstiles. That births a band called My Chemical Romance. My Chemical Romance has some avid fans. One fan working on fan fiction forums, she starts writing this little kind of bestiality story. Okay, this story becomes Twilight. Twilight gets made. Huge, huge success. That has a fan who she's writing some fan fiction too, kind of taking inspiration from these characters, she says. Those characters are Christian Grey and whatever the fuck her name is. 50 Shades of Grey gets made.
Mm-hmm.
50 Shades of Grey leads to your girlfriend like getting choked in bed.
Yep. So it's all a roundabout way. Bin Laden causing more fetishization.
Yeah.
Fetishization.
Thanks, Osama. Yeah.
It actually choke her girl. It's like, this is for Osama.
It actually leads to you actually had somebody wearing a leather face thing with the blowjob hole. I remember
yes.
you telling that story.
Yeah. Guys. Executioner's mask. Yeah.
It's an executioner's
guys,
mask.
Think back to Pulp Fiction, the Gimp. Like, this would. The bondage existed.
Shut up.
No, that's not a good point, though.
It existed, and maybe it was as popular as
it was. Stigmatized.
Now it's. Now it was destigmatized. Now it's like a.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day, it's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission. To deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I don't know. I was around in the 90s. Like, people weren't talking about choking their girlfriend.
Yeah. It's like normal now. In Pulp Fiction, it's played as the most horrendous, horrific thing that could ever happen.
That's
like,
right.
But people talked about, like I said, there's a major movie. Like, Exit to Eden was a major movie. Like, people talked about things before before this.
Not,
they did.
But it wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go home and choke my girlfriend tonight.
Broadway saw the towers fall and wrote Skylines and Turnstiles. They didn't have a band yet. Then he made the band My Chemical Romance.
And then... The woman who wrote Twilight was inspired by the band?
Twilight was originally written as
Gerard Way, yeah.
Fan fiction, yeah.
This actually...
Really?
This actually, I like this one. I think this could inspire a whole other bracket of like weirdest domino effects.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You have to put a lot
that was, I don't know if it made the list, but my other recommendation was...
You have another one which will be coming up.
Okay.
And Flemmer fucking hates this one.
It definitely inspired Twilight, which is a major franchise, and 50 Shades of Grey, a major franchise, for sure. But like bondage was something people... It was still a
thing. More normalized now.
I guess
it wasn't shit that your mom would say in front of you and you wouldn't like...
Yeah, if your mom was talking about bondage in the 90s, you would think it's nothing?
Yeah, but now...
My mom talking about bondage...
Nowadays, your mom and your sister are, like, talking about 50 Shades of Grey.
Frankie Muniz was tweeting about...
It's accepted and normal.
Super accepted and normal now.
Frankie Muniz is tweeting about how he wanted to get dog walked by Megan Thee Stallion. You know what I mean? Like, that shit wouldn't be funny.
Also, like, I mean... You could say like sex in general has become more. I think as you know, people in this 50s didn't talk about sex at all. I couldn't say pregnant. I think that that's just a progression of society. I don't know if
say
it's
pregnant.
You couldn't say pregnant on TV in the 50s. Mm. Like sexualization has become more and more the norm. I think it's interesting that it created two franchises for sure. Yeah. But like the idea that it created bondage is just simply just not true.
So I know,
and no one likes anything more than the guy that's like the grimy Grimes of The Simpsons who's like that's not true. But it's just not. I don't know how else.
My explanation of it was shortened for the like my title of it was just like in a text. But, like, I'm aware it exists.
The unshackled.
In my lifetime, we talk about it a lot more post-50 Shades of Grey than we did pre.
So, your second one was Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights.
Also true.
Explain that one.
So, Buzz Bissinger, writer of Friday Night Lights, went to Phillips Andover and I just learned this on Games with Names, Julie Edelman's podcast. Ernie Adams was on it. And Buzz Bissinger went to Phillips Andover, where Belichick and Ernie Adams went. Bissinger was a year behind them, so he would cover them. He was a reporter for the school paper. He covered them. They kind of had a bit of a friendship. Many years later, Buzz Bissinger reached out to Ernie Adams and Bill Belichick and said, hey, I'm thinking about writing a book where I follow a local high school team around. What do you guys think about that? He's going to do it in Western Pennsylvania. Mm. And Ernie and Bill said they knew that he'd never been below the Mason-Dixon line ever. And they were like, if you're going to do it, it's a great idea, but you got to go to West Texas. And because of that recommendation, he found Permian, blah, blah, blah.
Now, Friday Night Lights comes around, yeah. So him and Ernie Adams, that's a good domino effect.
Wow. Another great one.
Next, we have Michael and Bruce Buffer didn't know each other until they were both in the fight business. I thought they were brothers until I read that.
They are brothers.
How the fuck they not know each other?
What?
They're brothers. They didn't know each other until they were both full-grown adults in the fight business together. And then I believe the story goes that it's not
like
bullshit.
Half brothers?
Dude. Yes. Bruce Buffer has a job because of Michael Buffer.
Yes, and didn't know Michael Buffer until he was in the fight business and realized he could market his brother.
No
That's
way.
Crazy.
Look it up. It's insane.
Also, no one say what it is they say.
Oh, yeah, it's trademarked, yes. Yeah.
And they are very litigious.
Michael is.
Ready to YouTube.
Let's get ready to fight.
There's an entire, it's like a 20-minute, I think they like animated the story basically to make like a 20-minute documentary about how insane it is that like the two most famous fight announcers ever like basically split off and then like met up as adults and were like, oh, we do the same thing.
We're both really good at it.
Yeah. I don't think Bruce was announcing when he met Michael. I think it was the sort of thing where he was like, all right, if we pair together, I can help make you a ton of money. And then he went off and became his own announcer, better than Michael, in my opinion. But yeah, pretty crazy.
Huh. Wait, who was first?
Michael.
Really?
Who are some good siblings that you don't realize are siblings?
Pablo and Liev Schreiber is one that mm-hmm. that caught up.
That's
me
a crazy
was
one.
It?
That one I never figured
Pablo
out.
Pablo and Liev Schreiber?
Yeah.
Pablo Schreiber?
Yeah, yeah. He's in, have you seen Den of Thieves?
He's in like Halo.
Orange is the New Black.
Orange is the New Black.
Porn Stash in Orange is the New Black.
I don't know. That's a good question. Other
the one I always blow people's minds with is Rick and Skip Bayless, which if you're not in like the food.
Yeah, does nothing for
Rick
me.
Bayless is like one of the best chefs in the world, not just the country. He's a Mexican chef and Skip's his brother. And people are like, they could not be more fucking polar opposite. And they hate each other and don't talk to each other.
Does everyone know Jolie being John Voight's son or daughter?
Yeah, that one's crazy.
That's a very weird one.
That's fucked up.
That's very weird. Emilio Estevez and Charlie Sheen brothers.
Yeah.
Everyone knows
that. Always fooled one. Yeah, that fooled people for a while. Next was, and this one, someone submitted it. It's not even like, it just really got stuck in my head. How to spell the noise you make when you sniff.
Oh my God.
What? I have no fucking clue. How do you spell that?
Like, how would you smell that noise?
How would you spell that noise?
Sniff.
No. Phonetically spell that noise.
Oh, I'm doing it. Sniff.
You would write
sniff. No.
I know what you're saying. Like this noise of
the sound like this. CHCHCH or something.
This doesn't sound like the word
HS.
Yeah, but that's what sniff is.
Right?
HS?
Oh, HS.
I don't know. I hear a pretty solid sniff.
You hear the word sniff?
H?
I can hear it, yeah. I don't know if I'm making myself hear it, but I can hear it.
I hear an H in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't understand HS.
What's the noise of swallowing?
Gulp.
It'd be like GLP, but it would be, that sounds more like gulp than sniffs sounds like.
I think these are, what are these words called? It's not onomatopoeia. Is it onomatopoeia?
It is.
Yeah, it's like a word that sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
So I think that's how we got the spelling. I can hear them and gulp and sniff. I can.
Yeah.
I can't hear sniff.
Yeah. It's just one I looked at. I read that one. I was like, I have no fucking clue how.
Yeah, I hear more like
animal noises.
Yeah. I just don't know how it would go. And then Mush submitted birds' penises.
Yes. Everyone look up a bird's penis.
They're gross.
All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
It was a bad Google.
Everyone, let's do it.
I actually know this pretty well because when duck hunting with girls, we were cutting up one of the ducks, and Donnie was like, can we get his dick out? And we did.
The dick is crazy. Yeah, that's a picture that I always look at.
Look at that thing hanging down.
It's wild.
No good.
I remember I found this out with the cousins. With Mike Portnoy.
Mike Portnoy, oh my God.
They were disturbed.
That's understandable. It's vile.
You don't really think about birds having penises, you know?
Yeah. Derek Jeter hitting a walk-off single in his last ever at-bat at Yankee Stadium. Tommy, love that one.
I mean, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Wasn't even his last at-bat.
At Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium. I know, but it makes it kind of lamer if you think about it.
Not really.
I don't think he shouldn't have played again.
Not even close to Ted Williams at first.
No.
His last at bat ever at Yankee Stadium, everything aligns for him to the walk off single.
Dude, Teddy Ball game went yard, man.
Thank you.
Come on.
It's crazier that 3,000 tits was a home run.
Yeah, that. But that's
on my birthday.
On your birthday?
On my birthday. With an exclamation point, Michael K.
Dante just said Ted Williams. Is the Ted Williams thing true?
Yeah, that's why the seat's red.
No. About what do you hit?
What the fuck was your birthday?
No.
403.
I'm not sure what that is.
406.
1841.
So I've heard a story that it was a doubleheader.
Right.
And he surpassed 400 in the game in first game, and they're like, let's sit you the second game so you keep 400. And then
he went 3-for-4 and raised it more.
In his last game of the season, he raised his batting average 5 points?
I think he might have been 400 going into the doubleheader, and like you don't need to play in these games. And he's like, I'm going to, and he played in both, and then raised his average to 406.
Even that sounds like you're getting 5 points in your last two games.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. That is. Kind
of, I got about two. You could get about
go like 6-for-8 or something. It's not that crazy.
He also played a fewer games back then too.
Less, but yes.
And this last one on this play in option, this is a clever one, which I agree with. How no one's able to make better ketchup than Heinz.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know how.
Great one. Cool. Who was this?
It's Clemmer.
I will say, I read a Malcolm Gladwell essay about ketchup and how like 90% of people prefer like Heinz over everything else. And it's like, they've cornered the marketplace for, 100 years now. And like no one can figure out, more than any other brand, has the quality and the customer support that Heinz has, which is so weird.
Makes no sense, but think about it.
The rest is like too chunky or weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste the same. Yeah.
This is one I just thought of, but what did people do before glasses were invented?
They didn't see.
They just didn't see?
Like monocles?
No, like even before that.
Yeah, like Game of Thrones times. I think about that all the time. How many people in Game of Thrones are walking around blind?
Oh, that's it for me. Yeah. There goes
probably a lot.
Adding languages.
Man, the languages.
And adding the languages on. What exactly about languages do you think people should talk about more?
I just feel like, where they come from? Some people believe, you know, the Earth started with two people. Did they get pissed off? Went away, started their own language.
It's the story of Babel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
Which,
what's that?
Ironically, our next sponsor, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah. That was great timing. That was great work.
Great work.
But yeah, so their play-in options are Bin Laden being responsible for BDSM, Michael and Bruce Buffer not meeting, how you spell the noise when you sniff, bird dicks, Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights, the Jeter walk-off, how Heinz ketchup is clearly still the best, and then languages. Start with you, Clemmer.
I'm going to go with the Heinz ketchup. It's something that ever since I read that essay, I've been very, like, it's overtaken my mind. I've become borderline obsessed with it. And I've tried different ketchups, too, and nothing stacks up.
It would be a good video series, trying to find a ketchup better than Heinz.
Heinz,
the or search. It could be the worst video series of all time.
That's more like the latter. But
Robbie?
The Heinz one is good. I have had, like, just generic, like, ShopRite ketchup or whatever, and I don't notice a difference. Heinz is definitely the best, but I'm not like, I wish I was having society. Heinz.
Like, try Hunt sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Really? I guess I just never really tried it.
You'd notice it side by side for sure. Yeah.
Fenway got Heinz this year. They've had Hunt's for a few years. It's a big story.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure it's worthy of being talked about, but the one that like broke my brain the most is the one about sniffing, the noise that sniffing makes. So I'm going to go with that one. Like I can't think of what
I just like, I don't understand what any of you guys are talking about. Like, this is one I can't
you
even
hear sniff.
I hear it enough that I can see spelling.
You might hear the eh. I don't hear the SN or the F.
Starting,
there's no S in that, I don't think.
Starting noises.
I don't hear
I
an
think
S,
it's an
though.
H.
I hear the IF. I hear the IF for sure. I don't hear
it should
the
be
S.
HIF.
HIF. That's closer.
I can hear HIF.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's
HIF
no
is
S in.
Sniff. HIF is definitely closer.
You gotta stop sniffing. We have
to. The listeners are fucking.
Wait, okay, let me ask you a question. Don't do it. When you sniff, where is your tongue?
Just resting.
Rest
your mouth.
Missionary.
I might be at the top of
where my mouth. Pressed to the top of my mouth.
But that was my question the whole time. Yeah, where is everyone's tongue at
always,
all times?
It's always at the top of your mouth.
Then I started thinking about
it. Oh, it's not. Somebody's in the bottom.
I started thinking about how often you're supposed to breathe and blank and get all fucked up.
I think it's the top of my mouth.
I want you, Dante, right now, drink that drink. Where's your eyes go?
I waited till after.
You're going, you're always in? A lot of people are out.
Really?
I'm an in guy. I look in the bottom.
I think I'm an in guy.
You look straight.
It makes you think of this stuff. This is like
all day.
Tell you, Marty's got a great brain.
All day.
This is some wild shit.
You're thinking about some like real things. I'm thinking about really small.
Dude. Oh, this is like
my brain all day.
I'm trying to like make mental notes of some of the stuff you brought up today because I'm like, man, next time I'm high, this is going to be some
really
wild
fun.
Shit.
He's a meta thinker. He's got some good ones.
It's real fun.
Tommy?
The buffer brother one kind of stuck with me the most, to be honest. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Even if you were just like the two girls out in the world were brothers, well, that's pretty crazy. But they didn't know each other at all. I don't know how much we should talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah. Some things we just shouldn't.
We're not
talk
debating
about.
Like what gets talked about less. We're debating what should get talked about more.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
But it got me, so I'm going with the buffer.
That's
one.
A good one.
One for the buffer one, Dante.
I got to go the bird dick thing. I mean, 5 minutes ago, I just said I'm a big bird guy. I had no clue. I looked him up on my phone. I'm never going to be the
Imagine
same
that
person.
That sucker whipped it out on
Dude,
you.
I'm never going to be the same ever again. Where have they been?
I know.
Like, where? How have I never noticed that
I know.
Before?
Never aroused a bird. I guess.
Crazy. I think that about cats sometimes. You never see a cat dick.
Yeah, I feel they got
I never
little,
do. I looked them up once, and I was like, whoa, I didn't know that's what they look like.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest, I don't love dogs that have the tails up.
Yeah.
I like them down.
Put that thing away. Jesus Christ.
Fights. I'm going with the Belichick. Bill Belichick's responsible.
We had help.
On August 21st.
We have a story.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Who are you?
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
For every good football memory I have, so I'm going to give him the respect of voting for him.
One for Bill Belichick. Marty.
Does anyone have two yet?
No.
Nothing has two yet. It's going to come down to one of the interns breaking it. If you don't pick us.
I want an intern to break it.
So which one do you want to pick then?
Because I don't feel strong. I like all of them. And I'm a little sad that Heinz Field dropped to Heinz Field, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
What about languages for you?
I like to keep that to myself.
Okay, so intern Mia, we'll have you break again. Here are the options to choose from. Which one of these things do you think people should talk about more? The fact that Michael and Bruce Buffer didn't know each other until they were both in the fight business. How to spell the noise you make when you sniff. Bird's penises, Bill Belichick being responsible for Friday Night Lights, or the fact that Heinz ketchup is clearly the best ketchup and there's not really any close second.
I got to go with the sniff one for this one because I think it's also an NF kind of sound, kind of spelling there. NFF.
That's why there's an NNF in the word.
No, but like without the S and the I, just like it. And yeah, I don't know. I think it's that one.
So the sniff one is going to go up against our number two seed.
Everyone who's voting for the sniff one is like, it's kind of an S. It's kind of an F. Yeah, it's the way we spell the word, guys. Yes.
But it's not exactly that. It's just a little
it's something
different.
I've never thought about.
It got me bad. It's going against a number two seed, a Tommy Smoke special, one which. I think you're dead on with this one. Oz the Mentalist, what the fuck is going on with that guy?
Oz, I mean, I know you guys are going to be like, oh, he's never a magician.
No, he's actually.
No.
His stuff is crazy.
His stuff is weird.
You can't explain it. It makes no sense.
There's some stuff with Oz the Mentalist where I know I can already hear Clemmer. It's fake. It's sleight of hand.
It's like black magic.
My issue with this isn't the fucking fact that it's just magic. My issue with this is you could might as well rename ESPN Oz the Mentalist.
Yeah.
it's everywhere.
And Hard Knocks. Every football team is done.
Barstool.
President. Or like he should be the biggest person in the world. Like Oz the Mentalist. Like, this guy's crazy.
His name's Oz too. And that's a big thing of with him. He's like, my name isn't Oz.
It's not Oz.
Really?
That makes
a big thing with him.
I hate that.
What name's Oz.
Bothers me immensely.
Like, that makes him the biggest loser. Yeah.
I know.
I love it.
You know this fucking word that is pronounced the same way for centuries, decades?
It's because you know.
I say it a little different.
It's like the announcer for CBS. Iron Eagle.
Yes.
It's Iron Eagle.
But I've heard of Irons before.
Where?
I had a high school kid.
And he's also clearly playing it off like Wizard of Oz, mm-hmm. which is, and said Oz.
Yeah.
Also, like Dr. Oz, he probably like doesn't like to get
in there. Separate
himself.
So, what's the crazy, the shit that like makes me not be able to fucking comprehend is when he like writes... stuff.
The phone one, when he makes people swipe through their phones and then he knows where it landed on?
The one where he did with Jordan Berry was truly insane. It was like the contact in her phone was like a weird nickname for someone she barely even knew. And he was like, oh, yeah, it's that. Like, he knew it immediately.
There's no way to know that.
There's no explanation. And that's what I think more the talk, like, not, we know we talk about Oz Mentalist, but it's like, how the fuck does this work?
Like, we either need to worship this man as a god or, like, lock him away in, like, a 10,000-foot cave.
I think more
or
less.
You're right. If he lived in, like, Mayan times, he would be
burned at the stake.
Or he'd be a god.
Robbie's right.
They would burn him.
You're right. Yeah. So, how we spell Sniff versus Oz the Mentalist? Marty Mush.
Fuck, these stink. I'm going with O's.
With O's the Mentalist. Oh, I fucking hate that. That's horrible. Sucks.
I guess I'll go Oz here.
I'm kicking him out in 4 seconds when I can.
Yeah.
you have to because John already explained it's onomatopoeia, right? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
There's a word describing.
Really?
There's a word that defines why those words are the way
it is.
It's
onomatopoeia. It is.
You did just say, isn't this about like what doesn't get talked about enough? Like you guys just said, it's on ESPN all the time.
Always gets talked about.
It's an explanation of the mouth. We should talk more about how is this.
Free. Yes.
Tommy's right.
Well, he's a magician, Tommy.
He's more than your household.
Tommy's right.
So much more than.
Tommy's right.
He's good. He's a fantastic magician.
I don't know, man.
He's like supernatural, man.
He's a mentalist.
He's supernatural.
There's an explanation for everything he's doing.
To me, it's like a million times more impressive than any like Chris Angel floating bullshit.
He's really good. He's a very impressive. He's really good at his job.
I don't know. He might have some powers.
Yeah, he might be legitimately magic. Yeah. All we know. Dante?
I already saw Oz all day.
I might take my vote back and I might abscond from this one.
Abstain from this one?
Yeah.
You have that right.
Abstain.
The double abstain?
Oh, everyone's abstaining.
They're both so bad. Horrible. We got to draw a line at some point.
Just went over
Oz the Mentalist.
The bracket.
Just ran it over the Sanctity of the Bracket committee. You can only allow two abstains on a whole round. So if you two are using your abstain.
That's
not true at all. Anyone can abstain.
I mean, he's the committee.
I'm not the committee. I talked to them.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me.
This guy's a freak, and we got to get to the bottom of it.
Yes. And Bobby.
In my heart, I kind of feel the Sniff one, but I don't want to get stuck on that again.
Mm-hmm.
O's.
It doesn't matter with the Sniff one. He's a great entertainer. It's not that
he's
hard.
He's a devil. He's a Satan.
He's more than that, Clemmer. He's a mentor. Show some respect.
I mean, like, just like, what are we doing?
You know, we don't talk about well off, like, oh, good Tom Brady throws a football.
Yeah, right.
How does he do it?
Yeah.
O's the Mentalist is going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's talk about Blabble. We just mentioned before. Again, you mentioned just a fucking few minutes later. In the perfect segue. Be a better you this summer with Babbel, a science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you learn the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking language in little as 3 weeks. Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based learning so that you are ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. I use it to start helping myself learn a little bit of Spanish. Very helpful. Much better than some of the competitor apps, which we will mention here. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to an entire semester of college. Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/lights. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lights, spelled BABBEL.com/lights. The rules and restrictions may apply. Never forget, Stephen Chase said he'd rather have $20 in his pocket than immediate fluency
in a foreign language of his choosing. Just you never heard that one before? That's a great Che one from the bracket. $20 he'd rather have than immediate, like, instantaneous fluency in any language he wants. He's just a special, special mind. So shout out to Babbel. Next up on our playoffs, we have the number 13 seed, the fact that there's no jail in New York City, versus the number 5 seed, Parrots. And just everything about Parrots, again, the age, the speaking, all that stuff.
I got to go with Parrots here. I mean, like I said, not only the speaking, which is just memorization, but they live so long.
Mm-hmm.
Parrots are intriguing.
Parrots? Very intriguing. Bob Fox.
The fact that just a few weeks, maybe months ago, we voted like Donald Trump the funniest human being to ever live. We can't just continue voting Tommy's MAGA points as the leader of the bracket. This has become a propaganda show. We're going Parrot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's literally a parrot for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Two for Parrots.
I mean, what's more detrimental to society? The jail thing. But a lot of people, some people do talk about that, not enough. Parrots, we should talk about way more. We should worship them similar to how we worship Oz the Mental.
So, three for Parrots, Dante.
Also, what other animal can you walk around with perched on your shoulder?
On your shoulder? Just a monkey, maybe?
Tiny monkey? And people just are like totally, oh, that's cool. Like, yeah. People don't freak out. Yeah, Parrots.
The fact that Parrots are pirates kind of sick, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Parrots versus no jail.
Parrots.
Parrots as well.
Parrots is going to move on. Now we have the aliens existing versus the fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami. This is an absolute insane bracket.
Tough one.
Marty.
Miami.
Miami over aliens.
Yeah, because I talk about aliens a lot.
Fair.
They're in Antarctica and shit.
One for Miami?
Pretty easy. Miami.
Two for Miami?
People talk about aliens a lot. Yeah. People don't talk about Miami.
Same.
Three for Miami over aliens.
I knew that aliens have been confirmed to exist. I had no idea it's never been 100 degrees in Miami. I don't know how much we should talk about it, but it should be talked about a little bit more.
Four for Miami right now. Bob Fox?
Miami. Pains me to vote against the alien one, but it's true.
That is a fact you put in your pocket until you're in Miami.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tell that fact to somebody like within the next 4 years.
Oh, me too.
So obviously, I just want to say one thing. People are going to think like someone's farting on the show. It's not. It's just chair squeaks.
No one is thinking that. Nobody now they will. Yeah. Now they will. Now they're going to think you're farting.
No, they won't. I can't know one can fart that much.
It does sort of sound like you're a fart noise.
It does, but I'm not farting. It's not me. I swear to God. If I farted, I would own it. Yes, Miami.
Miami.
Caps are so small. When you do it like put it outward like this, they're so small. Yeah. The
how big do you want my kneecaps to be?
You asked that like very intimately. Would you like my kneecaps?
Daddy? I'd make them bigger if I could.
Huge for you.
It is what it is.
Bin Laden brought us that.
I was about to say, Bin Laden brought us this whole conversation. Now Miami versus the Parrots. I feel like those two kind of go hand in hand. I feel like there's probably Parrots in Miami.
Oh.
Definitely.
Do they go hand in hand?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of Parrots in Miami.
No, Pirates sailed like the Caribbean. Caribbean's kind of close to Miami.
It's not that much of a U.S. city that was Parrot-like is Miami.
Jimmy Buffett.
New Orleans, maybe.
Parrot Heads.
Yep.
New Orleans. U.S. It's not as Caribbean. It's not.
It's true.
Like,
I would like to test this. Should we bring someone in? What U.S. city makes
would you most associate
with? Yeah, let's get somebody.
Which security guard is here today?
Meek out there?
Meek has not. Get somebody with a normal brain.
Meek would say the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
Tuscaloosa.
Actually, I love Meek.
Get somebody that's like normal.
Security pack.
Security.
Pass. Oh, this is good.
Yeah, he's as normal as it gets. Yeah,
exactly. Here, use a Clemmer's mic. We're gonna ask you a quick question.
Don't think too much about it. First thing that comes to your mind.
Which U.S. city would you most associate with Parrots? If you had to pick one.
I know the answer.
Portland.
Whoa! Oh! What was that?
The answer is Key West.
That's crazy.
Portland.
I kind of don't want an explanation.
Either Oregon. What's that? Portland, Maine. Or Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Maine.
All right.
It's Key West.
I love that guy.
The best.
Wow.
That was unbelievable.
It's Key West.
Key West.
Okay, Key West would be a great one.
Key West. Key West.
Miami, right?
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
It's right near Miami. It's right
Southern
it's right
Florida.
There.
It's right there.
I mean, it's a little further.
It's an hour. Right? It's a beautiful drive.
That must have been the worst answer.
Portland, Maine. I want a shirt now that says, like, Portland, Maine has a parrot on it.
Parrot country.
Just remake one of the shirts that absolutely exist about how they are dominant for lobsters.
That was unbelievable.
That was great.
Portland, Maine, the best parrot you've ever had.
When you told him not to think, he just thought of a city.
Yeah. That was good.
He definitely blanked down. That was just like the last city he could think of.
He's two for two. He's two for two. Yeah. The last moment. One was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
He's great.
So Miami versus parrots.
Yeah, I got to go parrots here. I think it's like more all-encompassing. Just the Miami's just the weather. Parrots, I'm talking about the whole thing.
The age. The
everything. Yeah, and the memorization's interesting, too. But yeah, we don't talk about parrot. I was thinking, too, a parrot is
their
the...
tongues are dry.
Really?
Completely dry.
That makes it even more
that
impressive.
That's fucking big.
That's a huge point.
Every time Rudy would fucking bite the shit out of me, his tongue hits you and it's dry.
Like a stick of wood?
Weird, huh?
It's just like a stick of wood, like a toothpick.
Yeah, it's like when your tongue is dry. That's what it exactly is. So like the weirdest feeling in the entire world.
Sandpaper, right?
Yeah,
I hate that.
I was thinking too. We kind of mock parrots in society. Like the parrot is the mascot of the pirates, but it's kind of a goof. Like I don't think we treat parrots with enough respect.
What, as being as creepy as they are, or being
somebody like repeats something, like, "Oh, you're a parrot."
Yeah,
it's like, no,
it's an insult.
If somebody does something amazing, we should be like, "Wow, you're a parrot.
You live forever. You're a parrot." Yeah. And then someone's like, 105. Yeah. You're a fucking parrot.
Yeah.
They got like they're like cool colors too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Cool green.
Yeah.
Parrots use tools too.
What?
They use sticks as tools to dig into things.
That's a sign of a great intelligence, isn't it?
Birds are smart.
Rudy was like,
birds are really smart.
Like going down like the poles and shit, like sliding down and stuff. He's like stripping, yeah.
I nominated this, it didn't get taken, but you know that for every one human, there's 50 birds?
I believe it.
It's too many birds.
That's a lot.
That's like the one thing that's talked about a lot is that like you've never seen a baby pigeon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You never heard this?
No.
Yeah, I've heard that. Never seen a pigeon.
Well, they're government psyops.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Haven't they never seen a shark sleep? Isn't that a thing?
I think so.
I don't think we've seen sharks sleep.
Yeah, that's a thing too.
But parrots get one vote versus Miami.
Before that dry tongue fact, I was going Miami. I'm going parrot.
Wow,
sent me over the edge.
That one? Nice.
They also have antibacterial somethings in their wings or in their feathers. That's another things are insane. Wow. Tommy,
I mean, every time we bring it up, a new fun fact is unearthed. Parrots,
Dante.
The Miami thing still.
It's really got you.
Miami thing's crazy. More mind-blowing.
Crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Miami, too. I was going to say parrots. Obviously, the dry tongue might have pushed me over the edge. I think I'm sticking Miami. That's stunning.
Miami, 3-2 in favor of the parrots right now.
Let's have a little fun. I'll go with Miami. Let's give it to the intern.
Miami, Mia, you're back up, which is something that people should talk about more. The fact that it's never been 100 degrees in Miami or parrots.
Well, I feel like, has it been 100 degrees in Miami and we just don't know about it? Like,
never been recorded.
That's what kind of leads me towards parrots, so I'm going to go with parrots.
Another one for parrots. That means parrots is going to go into the finals. Before we get to the other side, let's hear from our last sponsor of the day, Factor Meals. We love Factor here.
So good.
Oh, my God. That's like one of the first meal delivery services I've ever been like. They figured this out.
Kept fights going during Surviving Barstool.
Sure did.
Had it last night. Had some of that, it was like a pork ragu. So good.
Ooh, sounds good.
Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up with Factor's no prep, no mess.
Miami.
Not Miami. Meet your wellness goals in time for the summer, later in the summer, thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Their fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time in your day to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. Make today the day that you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll have new flavors to explore all the time. Crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Head to factormeals.com/LCB50 and use code LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code LCB50 at factormeals.com/LCB50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Shout out to Factor. Love those guys. Other side of the bracket, magnets versus taxes. Powerhouse matchup. Marty.
Easy, magnets.
Magnets.
I think we like magnets are one of those things that we just don't want to look into and are just cool and we should talk about them more, but they're fantastic.
Fights?
Yeah, I mean, anything that played a hugely important role in a Fast and Furious plot is getting me here, so.
And what do you call Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad, magnets, bitch.
Such a good episode.
Yep. Dante?
Magnets, man. And you got to factor in, too, the poles are all
what
affected by and affect magnets.
Oh, I thought you meant the voting poles.
No.
So did I.
I was like,
no. The poles.
Yeah.
Poles on the globe. So, like, where you are on the planet determines how magnets react.
Yeah.
Like, shit's wild. It's wild. It's like witchcraft.
Uh-huh. Wild. Three for magnets?
Yeah, magnets. I just want, you know, I don't want to get into another big argument, but, you know, Clemmer's always so quick to shoot down, magic, talking to dead people. Like, there are some things in the universe that are just so insane that we do accept, a la magnets, that, like, it's possible there's some other crazy shit out there.
That's what always I think there's other sauces out there.
But I like your sauce argument.
Yeah.
Explain magnets.
What's that?
It's crazy.
No one in this room can. But
there's some things we
someone
can
explain. People can explain.
There have been at points in history times where you couldn't explain magnets.
You think there's
right when we were dumber, right. we had less knowledge. Maybe you really think Oz the Mentalist is a actual wizard?
I would go more to the.
I do.
The psychic.
Okay, all right. You think the psychics are more?
Not psychics. I think
mediums
to dead.
I think if you
is more likely than a magician.
If you sat down,
I think the opposite is probably true.
If you sat down.
I think that's an insane thing to say.
Probably talking to dead people—that's a logical explanation.
If you sat down, Oz, and you put a gun to his head, and you were like, "I'm going to kill you if you don't explain to me how you do what you do," I don't think he could tell. I don't think he would just.
We should
like,
do that, by the way.
Good reality.
And
show.
Start calling yourself Oz.
Dude, I think he's wired differently, man. Seriously, I think there's something. I think there's something up with him that's okay, so not you, up with the so rest
you,
of us.
So you think he's a god?
Yeah. He does.
Yeah. He does.
Yes, all right.
I respect
not my,
him.
Yes, not my word. Not my word for it, but...
Aren't we lucky that he decided to go into like being a performer then? How blessed are we that he used this great trait?
Yeah. Good point.
Another one for magnets from Tommy.
Magnets, so easy.
Magnets as well.
Thank the God. God,
he's he could have done anything. And look out there now.
Plumber and
he's
jumped magician.
I'm getting on Hard Knocks.
He's like Queen of Hearts.
You think they'll have me on the yak?
Instead of getting so mad at everyone at work, let's just rip them off. I should just find ways to just trick them out of their money because they're so fucking stupid and gullible.
Now, I don't think anyone would buy you as a mentalist.
No, but just find some other way or pay someone to do it and then take and split half.
Next up, we have Oz the Mentalist versus the handles. How we'd all be fucked without handles.
This is getting hard now.
Just be a fucking sweep.
It's getting hard.
Handles, one of the biggest blowouts in bracket history. Handles.
Wow, handles.
In terms of things people don't talk enough about, it is Oz has been on everything.
But we should talk about more how the hell is he doing it.
But that's what we talk about once we see him.
Yeah.
Exactly where the conversation
is. Exactly what we're
doing. Holy shit, how did he do that?
All right, we have to get to the fucking bottom of it.
That's a different bracket.
Also, it is, I feel like I know how he does it. It's sleight of hand somehow. I don't know how he does it, but it's sleight of hand.
That's not an explanation.
And it's like, that's what all magic comes down to.
Explanation, they talk to the dead.
Handles, until it was uttered by Mush, never in my life have I been like, I'm real grateful for him. But now that we're talking about it, how fucked would we be without one? We'd be stuck in this room forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tommy?
Yeah, I think we did one time on Barstool Radio. The handle got
we did get stuck.
We were stuck in here. Yeah.
The handle on the door in the old HQ broke. Do you remember that?
No.
I got stuck.
Willie had to like break it down. Day.
Oh, yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah,
correct.
I'm going with Oz. I mean, I'll be spared when he decides to hit it. Rest of you heathens.
Dante.
Handles.
He's a Stante.
After all,
I thought you were going to get him right away.
No, I'm serious.
Handles in just a bloodbath.
Yeah.
It's not going to walk magnets. I'm telling you that right now.
Okay, so handles. How fucked would we be without handles?
Say about that.
Or how handles work to go into the finals, handles versus magnets.
No.
Marty.
It is tough. It is tough. But in my everyday life, handles.
There are some handles that are magnets, too. They snap closed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Think about that one.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yo.
It's 2-0 handles.
2-0 for handles.
Magnets.
Magnets.
2-2 magnets.
2-2 magnets and handles. Oh, Bob Fox is a big vote.
I'm going magnets.
Magnets.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at Clever.
3-2. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. He took his flying.
Look at these, like, hovering over a nuke button.
The nuclear football.
There have been two instances in pop culture that we brought up in this very show that promote magnets: Breaking Bad, Fast and Furious. Because of that, I feel like handles are actually talked about less. We don't talk about handles enough. I've never
We're
seen
that.
We're
not debating what's talked about less. We're debating what should be talked about more.
And handles are not talked about at all. And I feel these are pretty equal level playing field. Magnets more impressive, but handles are so disrespected. It has to be handles.
And a baby Clever.
Wow.
And a baby Clever. That's a good argument.
Like, we should have one day where we appreciate handles.
And national. They honestly might be a national handles day.
We should talk about handles on one day. All the boys, you know, that's a boys' day right there.
To talk about handles.
Let's talk about all. Show different handles and how great they are.
A bunch of shit.
Oh, yes.
What the fuck can we do without a handle? And any handle you use, you send it to the chat.
It's like a car show. You bring them all in and like, I got this one.
Yeah. Dude, that'd be a long list.
It'd be a great list.
A bar crawl. Maybe a bar crawl, but just places you know have good different
handles.
Oh, yeah. You know, like every year we're going to talk on that.
Like
day.
Take a whack at that handle.
Is that a day for national handles?
We could absolutely.
It's today.
It's today.
July 16th.
I kind of want to do this day soon.
All right. Yeah. Maybe. Right.
Okay. Line up for like a month from now or something?
Yeah.
Maybe August 16th.
I'll pick it right now. We want August or September before football.
Before football.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it gets you know, overshadowed.
All right. August 19th.
Oh, it's my grandma's birthday.
Nice.
No?
Sucks August to be her.
20th. Okay, August 20th.
Okay.
All right, we got to do
handles
this.
Down.
We got to do this.
August 20th, handles.
August 20th is handles day. If you're listening to this, on August 20th, you find a good handle, you make sure you
tweet it at us. Yeah.
Hashtag handles day.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to put my calendar right now.
By the way, can I be the president of the day?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah, this is your day.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
So we are tied 3-3, though, and it's going to be Mia, you're going to have to break the tie. Handles, after that whole conversation, which one of these things people talk about more, handles or magnets?
Mia, all I'm going to say is the next words out of your mouth are incredibly important.
Yes.
Okay, so here's my thing. I feel like handles are getting all the hype right now, but there's knobs. There's pushing doors. So it's like, that makes me like magnets a little bit more.
You're leaving out the handles.
Just handles.
You're like, well, other things exist.
You
know what?
Like,
I'm switching my vote to handles.
No!
That wasn't the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just took a woman's voice away.
Silence!
Thanks, Tommy.
Silence!
I'm just saying, there's other ways around a handle.
Okay, so.
There are ways around a handle, except, like the one I'm thinking
not,
of.
Though.
Is
you carry a suitcase sometimes.
Luggage, yeah, luggage.
Also, a knob is sort of a different handle.
I think it's like squares and rectangles, yeah.
Mm. Like all knobs are handles, not all handles are knobs. Yes.
Yeah. All right, so we're back. Handles versus parrots.
This is a championship?
The championship.
This is a fucking heavyweight.
Handles.
This is...
Wow. Versus parrots.
Before we get to it, I have one quick question. Is there one thing in this world, if it didn't exist, would you not recognize it was not there?
What do you mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Took one thing away.
Definitely.
Like air?
That might be a good bracket topic, actually.
Air, you would die immediately.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You wouldn't recognize
it. We should save this for a bracket. Like, that's a great bracket question.
Yeah. Hold on to that one.
Color fuchsia.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Cost less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Yeah.
I mean, most colors.
Most colors.
Do you think there's other
not
colors?
Most colors. No, not most.
There's so many colors.
Most specific colors. Not like,
red.
Like, did we know red to begin with, or it never...
Like eggshell for white.
Those colors don't...
Did it ever exist in the first place, or...
it's primary color.
Oh, so then red is all of a sudden just goes away. Yeah, you notice that, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Like, I'm pretty sure Larry David might have once said, like, a couch cushion. A couch pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Not a pillow.
Right. Oh, I would notice couch.
I think I would notice that too. I didn't understand that one. But there's definitely some things that I would go through life and like, oh.
There's been like, you know, this snack food from the 80s that I didn't recognize wasn't there for a couple years. And when it was gone, I couldn't have it again. Oh, I just yearned for it.
Like what?
This snack called Doodads. It was like Chex Mix, but better. And one day it just vanished from the shelves. And it's like my favorite snack mix.
That was Quiznos for me.
Wasn't that much of a favorite?
It was. Well, I was a little kid. You know, I was like 11. So it wasn't like I was like, I had a lot of purchasing power. But like, I would then like go to the supermarket. I'm like, oh, where's Doodads? And like, you kept waiting for it to come back. And it never came back.
And sanitized.
Crazy how old Doodad sounds.
I know.
That sounds like something an old person. Oh, these Doodads.
And the box is super like 70s, 80s.
I think if that was gone, I'd have no idea.
Okay, so finals matchup, Parrots versus Handles. Clemmer, you're up first.
I'm going to go with Handles. I feel like Parrots do get some love. Like I said, you know, where there's signs it's mocking as a mascot, but Parrots do have more of a oomph of society than Handles do.
Handles?
I think he's right. I think that's a good analysis. Also, I voted against Handles last time. Sometimes you get beat by a good competitor and you say, I respect your game.
Attaboy, Bob. Attaboy.
My only holdup is there is now a national Handles.
Yeah.
Oh, it has started.
We fucking
it has started to get some recognition.
National Parrot Day, May 31st, just passed. Just putting it out there.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right. Parrot Day?
Ooh. Yep. World Parrot Day.
That's a good story.
I mean, in the spirit of the bracket, I will go Handles in the spirit of the bracket.
Okay.
That's a spirit.
No. I don't want the spirit of the bracket.
Still, spirit of the bracket.
Parrot, this was your thing, was the Parrot, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we just came up with the National Handles Day.
You'll be still part of the group if you want to be.
No, I'm going Handles.
See, good. That was a test. I was kicking your ass out.
Yeah. We've been gone so fast.
That president would have got you bad.
Three for Handles. Dante.
Like Robbie, I was Team Magnet hard, and Handles changed my mind.
Handles, man.
This goes back to society.
Beat the king, you're the new king.
Yeah. Yeah.
Society went for the very first thing.
You're right, it is.
Who's going to, I think it has to be Marty. Who's going to open that handle when we walk out of this
room? Marty. It's Marty. You got to open
it. It's going to be a magical
one. Yeah.
Honestly, we should all do it.
You should all touch
close
it together.
Once.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Keep closing it. We all get to touch the handle.
Yeah. Fights.
5-0.
5-0. Clean sweep.
6-0. But the reason why no one talks about Parrots a lot is because they're fucking annoying. Mm. I had one, and that's, why do I not have it anymore?
Yeah, I would never get a Parrot.
That's why. You're right, though. Sharon talked enough about the talking part, but they fucking squawk. So my bird was anal. Put the light on, he starts screaming. If you don't do right things, he'd scream at you. He's a piece of shit.
What else didn't he like? He didn't like the light?
He hated the light. He only would get on a broomstick. He wouldn't walk.
I remember the broom. Yeah.
It was like
when Marty walked into the old HQ. He'd been late. It was a Sox Yankees game, playoff game. He'd been late, couldn't find a parking spot. By the time he got from his car to the elevator's opening, Sox were up like 6.
When I got out of the car, it was 2-1 Red Sox. Yeah. And when I got in there, it was 9-2.
And he just came in like, let's go, boys!
Everyone's like, they're getting smoked.
Were you afraid the bird was going to fly off the broom when you were in the city?
Yeah. And I was afraid it was going to fly at Dave and I'd just be fired.
Yeah.
But the winner is going to be Handles, the winner bracket episode 135. Sean, real quick, see if you can get that camera focused straight down at that handle.
We all just created a new friendship in Handles.
Yeah.
August 20th cannot come soon enough.
Are you talking about the door handle, like for you guys to leave?
Get the camera that's next to Clemmer.
Move this.
Face down towards... it'd be, I guess, the one that's like facing, that camera angle. Face that down towards the handle.
Everything is broken.
Everything's broken.
Handle.
Nothing works.
Here, so let's turn that camera angle towards the handle if you can. Other way, you see, go straight down, then to the right. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
That's
a good handle shot right there.
That's a good handle shot. We're gonna sign off as we all go and touch the handle to open it up, okay?
Good shot.
Yeah!
What a moment.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures. Enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew, tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.